we saw a nice running attack last week, kind of the three-headed monster, the ball being passed around a little bit. How satisfying is that for you to establish the run with three different guys doing it?
Well, it was great. We need to keep getting better, though. As the season goes on, there's going to be tougher opponents, and this week's one of them.
Seems like every time you guys play in a dome, we ask this question: what is the key to handling crowd noise, especially when they get going, if they have a lead or it's a close game?
Yeah, well, we have to be coordinated as an offense and all on the same page and working together and seeing the defense through the same set of eyes.
Having worked with Tom now for a couple of years, how much does that help in terms of the rhythm, the silent communication?
Well, some consistency helps, but we've had a lot of practice with it and snaps with it, and we're going to do our best with it.
Who's your primary matchup? Who's on the other side of the ball? Who do you expect to block?
Well, they have a whole list of them. There's Babineau and Umanyora and Masquo and all, several other guys too.
What is that? Umanyora, what does he bring to the table? I know he's good, but I just want to hear from your
perspective. No, he's got speed, he's got strength, he's got a wide set of moves, and he knows the game really well.
How much improvement have you seen from Marcus Campbell?
Yes.
Marcus is great. He's been a good teammate. I'm glad to have him.
Hey, how much pride do you guys take in the run game? You were talking about it a little bit earlier, but when you guys are able to run the ball, does the offensive line take pride in that?
Yeah, that's our charge, to be able to run the ball and protect the quarterback and that sort of thing. That's what we always work to do.
How much does that keep the defense honest and make your job, by... a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's kind of the philosophy of football, I guess. I don't worry too much about it. I just kind of do what they tell me.
Yeah. Would you guys like to run it when you get a little bit closer? Some of the numbers say that you guys are passing. When you're really in close into the red zone, you're passing more than running. Would you like to
Run
it when you get down close?
That's interesting. I think the offensive coordinator worries about that more than I do, but I don't know.
So offensive linemen don't care about
that? No.
If Sebastian's not able to go, do you have full confidence in Marcus Cannon and filling the hole?
Oh, anyone that fills that position, definitely, most certainly.
What's good about his game? What does he do exceptionally well?
He's a great athlete. He's a big guy, strong guy. He's come along great. He's a good teammate, so I'm glad to have him.
Nate, what is it about the coaches and the system that it seems anytime there is an injury in the offensive line, you guys always have someone patched in? It was last year with Donald Jones or Nick McDonald. It seems like someone's always kind of ready and waiting, and they perform.
I think you meant Donald Thomas, right?
Donald Thomas.
Yeah. Skarnecchia and Belichick, they do an awesome job, and that's all part of the coaching and getting better and improving in our team as a whole.